We begin the new Masechta Ma'id Katan. We begin the first parak Maskil Misashlachan. Begin that base. Begin that Omer Aleph. The different Maskil, but the opening words of the Mishnah of this parak of this Masechta Maskil Misashlachan. That one cup of water in the irrigated field, which Taisa has to explain why is that permitted. But Chol Amoy not do Malacha. So as Taisa is, it's a sod that mistapekis by Megisham. It's a field that's it's not sufficient with rainwater. And the tzaklash kaisa tomei has to be constantly watered. The main maashkin I said if you don't constantly water it, and if said it's going to be a loss. The kachmashkin I said b'chalamay there'll be a lot of water on chalamay. We should say the shorle rabban because of the loss we called the avid. Rabban permitted you to do this because the main perik in doshin like the gemara says in the chagigi that it chas minal. Tanya the one another brayis says sheish shem teich matzis. 6 days you should eat matzis b'yom shvi and the seventh day that says l'shem akechah should be a containment for Hashem your God. So we're comparing the 6th to the 7th. Mashvi, also just like the 7th day in Aldu Malachat, Shvi Shal Pesach. Avshishat, so most of the 6 days of Pesach are also contained from doing Malacha. Now, Im Mashvi, also Mekam Malacha, if you're going to say on the 7th day of Pesach, which is Yom, to be not do any Malacha, Sagzach HaNefesh, Av Kol Shishat, Shur Mekam Malacha, so to all the 6 days of Pesach, including Kol HaMayit, and not do any Malacha whatsoever. Tam Alem, it says, Hashavi, the 7th day, Hey Yisrael, extra Hey. To tell you, Hashavi atzum mekam malacha. Only the 7 days is contained from doing a malacha. Ve'nashisha atzum mekam malacha, but the other 6 days are not contained from doing malacha. Olay mas not kasev elacham. So then, is it permitted or not? So it was only given over to the sages to qualify the lametcha, the teacher. Is he a mustav? Is he a mutter? Which day is prohibited? Which day is permitted? And is a malacha true? Is a malacha betes? Which malacha is forbidden? Which malacha is permitted? And they said we're going to double other that it's permitted. Next test master to begin with the. Of the mission of a chait noisa, and you could dig out, meaning shemnesmali aboy, if the pit fills up with earth, mutu lachtut, you let it go and clear out the dirt, la mika to deepen the pit, and the reason is sha'ofer techoyach, because the bottom of a pit, the earth is soft, it's very easy to take it up. But to initially go out and dig a pit, initially, shakarko kosh, where the earth is hard, loy that you're not allowed to do, mishav de'ikat tirchi seder, like we learned this halacha in our Mishnah, that for extra overexerting, that's going to be forbidden. So like says Masla begin with the Mishnah Mitzainen, and you can mark the graves. And the reason it's like a tircha because that's not a tircha, and therefore again that's permitted on Chol HaShemayim. So next Tais Masla begin with the Mishnah B'Yitzna Al Kloim. You also go out regarding telling people about the forbidden mixtures that are growing in their field to rip it out, which actually mitzvah lots is. That's actually a mitzvah to go out for. Because I mean, the Gemara tells us, and therefore it's not comparable to other things in Mishnah that say that you could fix. Which that you're allowed to do it, because this case is actually an obligation, so it's fundamentally different than all the other things which are things that we're permitting. Where the Gemara wanted to prove that the Soda Beis Hashlochim, which relates to the word shalhi, means thirsty for water. Like we see that the Targum on the word of Oyev, the Yegeya, Oyev is Mishali. Still, Taisa come to explain where do you see that Oyev, which is the Storus, means thirsty for water. So Taisa says, because Tzom Elamayim means thirsty for water, that I satiated the Nefesh that's Oyev, which obviously means that it was thirsty, and therefore you see that that's what the Soda Beis Hashlochan means. The next test, Masla, begin with the Gemara, Mantan, and Beseda, and who's the Tana that holds that only if it's a loss, then you could do, but not if it's for Rebbech? Why are we asking this question? So Taisa says, we don't always ask on the Mishnah who is that Tana. So Taisa, because we find later on that the mayor, Polygalo, the Masneen, the mayor disagrees with the Lach of our Mishnah, and he holds even for Rebbech, you could. So then our anonymous Mishnah is not like him, like we assume all other anonymous Mishnahs are. The Gemara is trying to figure out, okay, so who is the Tana if it's not a mayor? The next test, Masneen, the beginning with the Gemara, Mishnah, Amasamayim, Bechul, you could go and draw the canal of the water, which from Taisa sounds like that he's talking about, as he actually talks about this in the next Taisa, that stay based abal, where there is no loss if you don't water it, it's just a loss of gain, that's not permitted on Chol HaShemayim, but regarding trees, it's different. Why? Shem yesh sham mayim tachas ilan zeh, meaning that if there is water beneath this tree, yochal ha-mayim shem ha-mayim tachas ilan achar, you could draw it on Chol HaShemayim to another tree. Why? Mishum di ilan kebeis ha-shachan ha-mayim, although this is a rain-watered field, but since trees are like a base hashlachim, because of a trichel lemayim tray, they need more water than the regular field. So therefore, you could go ahead just like a base hashlachim. I've had a ton of moishkim, a ton of mashkin. So why are we using the wording of we could draw the canal and not just water? Or could the moskitani? It's just the normal way. That's how they normally water trees, where you have from one tree and you draw to another one. But it just means mashkin just as much as it says moishkin. The next says mask. The main words of the Gemara. Yes, I'll kill them on Rabbi Yehuda. More than this, says Yehuda. What's more than this? we already said that he was stringent in the Mishnah, and making a limitation about what you could do. That if it's not a loss, and you can't do a stebes abal, which is not a loss, for gain you can't do it. That was saying that additional stringency that he was saying is a filbeis hashlachan, that even in the irrigated field that he permitted because it's a loss, ka'asali punis, but still he says, you know, I'll go ahead and clear it out to bring it to other places like the Gina and the Chorma. Because the extra tircha, so he doesn't allow even that. That's a yes, I can't believe it. The next taste of Masna begins with the Gemara, Ganasa b'chabase. Well, he can't go ahead and transfer it to his garden and to his Chorma. What does that mean? Shalbeis hashlachan of the irrigated field. As you said in the previous tases, we use chiddush is even a beis hashlachan where there's a loss, but tichy yisir would be forbidden. So that's what's saying, tichy yisir to his garden and to his chorva would be forbidden. Now, what is these two cases? Gina, a garden is mokum zoram where the seeds are planted. A chorva, what does that mean? A chorva, generally a destroyed home, you don't plant things. It means mokum shachorvi li nisim. It means a place where these trees were destroyed. But chorva was zoram, but not to it, and it was plowed, and it was planted, and it was. And there was the saplings are there. Hashem would talk about Mies and says, yeah, maybe that needs more water. And therefore, Blaze Zuav Zukatani is saying, not only this, but even the Churva, which is a bigger Chiddush, even though it needs more water, it'd be greater loss. Still, since it's Tirchei Seir, you're not allowed to do that. Or, you know, I mean, another approach to Taisus, it means actually Churva Beisei, as Churva normally means, his house is destroyed, but then they made a garden out of it. But Tirchebaim Tadr, and yeah, it needs constantly water, Yosef Mesham Beis Hashlachim, more than even a regular irrigated field, because where a home is generally not watered. So therefore, it's more dry and it's more thirsty for water. And now that you've been in the garden, if you're not going to constantly water, it's going to be a great loss. Even so, we're saying that no, you're not going to go ahead and bring the water of the canal to water it over there, because I'm sure because since the overly exerting oneself, that's not permitted to be done on Chol HaShemayim.